life study. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
These are excellent characteristics.
Amen.
And we see from the Apostle Paul's writing through chapter 4 that these excellent characteristics are just a matter of experiencing Christ and gaining Christ, mm-hmm. as he shared in the previous three chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So I realize, you know, in our experience, mm-hmm. we have to be those who take Christ as our pattern.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul was very clear about this, chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
he counted all things as loss,
yeah.
and refuse.
Amen.
And all these things were, you know, renouncing and rejecting culture, philosophy, and religion,
mm-hmm.
which he was very familiar with.
That's
in his
cool.
background.
Right.
But in chapter 4, specifically in verses 5 through 9,
mm-hmm.
he unveiled to us what these excellent attributes are.
Amen.
To us, that we could express Christ
Amen.
In our life and in our living.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, about 20 years ago, shortly after our brother released The High Peak of Divine Revelation,
mm-hmm.
There was a song that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, God's eternal economy is to make man the same as he is.
Amen.
In life and in nature, but not in the Godhead.
Right.
To make himself one with man one with him.
Amen.
Thus to be enlarged and expanded in his expression. Amen. All his divine attributes being expressed in human virtues.
Amen.
So this, in a nutshell, was really unveiling to us what God's eternal economy is.
Mm-hmm.
So we even have a song, our hymn of 1350. And so this eventually followed a movement within Christianity many years later that I remember as What Would Jesus Do?
Mm-hmm.
The WWJD movement. And it really was a movement
yeah.
where many believers, you know, in Christendom had the attitude and the expectation that if we imitate Christ in an outward way, you know, we glorify him. But there is in ourselves, there's no way to imitate the Lord Jesus.
Right.
His wonderful person falls far short. It's completely out of the realm of living a life that expresses him.
Yeah.
So we saw in chapter 4 that a life of forbearance without anxiety is a life that lives Christ.
Right.
And expresses Christ.
Amen.
What a wonderful experience that we can attain to
Amen.
In our own life, in our own experience
Amen.
Of living to Christ and expressing him.
Amen.
All his divine attributes may be expressed in and through our human virtues.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I wanted to maybe read a little bit of the life study that really inspired and encouraged me and even sort of exposed me, in a sense, concerning the matter of forbearance. And it says, forbearance is versus rivalry and vainglory, two negative things mentioned by Paul. Forbearance is also opposed to murmurings and reasonings.
Mm-hmm.
Some saints are given to the pursuit of rivalry and vainglory, where others are given to murmurings and reasonings.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we have rivalry, vainglory, murmurings, and reasonings, there's no calm, no tranquility, and no forbearance.
Mm-hmm.
So even our brother Lee shared with us that this is really this word tranquility. According to his own testimony, his own experience, is a life without living forbearance, without anxiety. We have tranquility, peace, and calm. In other words, tranquility is just forbearance. Is just reasonableness in dealing with people. We don't fight. We don't argue. We just have peace and tranquility. It's manifested. It's expressed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From my experience, I have learned the first aspect of a life which lives Christ is tranquility. If we live Christ, we shall not argue with others.
Mm-hmm.
We shall know what is the right time to speak even a calm word.
Mm-hmm.
A calm statement made at the wrong time can contribute to an argument.
Mm-hmm.
If you reply as soon as someone offends you, your word will not be one of forbearance. If someone is angry with you, it is best not to say anything. Exercise forbearance and wait for the right time to utter a calm word.
Mm-hmm.
It's especially important for married brothers and sisters to practice this.
Mm-hmm.
If your husband or wife is argumentative, be careful about the way you speak.
Mm-hmm.
It may be wise not even to call on the Lord aloud.
Mm-hmm.
Such a calling may stir up trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of speaking outwardly, calm yourself.
Right.
Call on the Lord inwardly and wait till the situation is tranquil before you say anything. It's easy to teach this, but it's quite difficult to practice it. To live in this way requires grace.
Amen.
When a brother's wife is angry with him, it's very easy for him to be stirred up. He may bristle with anger, and his emotions may boil over. Hmm. None of the saints here in Lake Forest know anything about that. At such a time, it's extremely difficult to calm down and be tranquil. For this, we need the Lord's grace. Yeah. It takes much grace to be forbearing in this kind of situation. Mm. But if we exercise to be calm by the Lord's grace, the atmosphere will eventually become tranquil.
Amen.
And it will be a proper time to speak a calm word.
Amen.
So Paul said to let our forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near.
Amen.
And it mentions this portion that some believers may consider the Lord is near pertaining to the Lord's coming.
Right.
And he said it does not necessarily not mean that, but it may mean that in his experience, through his experience of the Lord, the vision the Lord really gave him in this portion of the life study of Philippians, the Lord is within us.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Apostle Paul meant, the Lord is near.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing be anxious, but everything by prayer and petition. Yeah. And thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which is God himself,
Amen.
Will guard your hearts, which passes every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So this is really our experience in living a life that expresses Christ.
Amen.
It's nothing outward. It's nothing we really can do according to our own self-effort, but through the experiences of rejecting, renouncing our culture, religion, and philosophy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can live such a life, a life that expresses Christ himself in his divine attributes. This is God's eternal economy, for him to express himself in us and through us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a life.
Amen.
For such a living.
Amen.
That we can attain to the same experience that the Apostle Paul attained to.
Amen.
In his experiences and enjoyment of Christ.
Amen. Amen.